We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Thank you. What's up? This is your girl, D. Monet, and you're listening to the station with the city's soul, WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
I never let it show. You cannot understand. Again, why I'm being followed around again, round and around again. Why I'm being followed around again, round and around again. Yeah! Yeah.
This is Todd Richardson at WYXR 91.7 FM.
No matter how far we This is Byron Barnhart, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7.
Support for WYXR comes from Campfire Collective, a Memphis-based agency that empowers their clients through community-focused marketing and loves all things Memphis. More information on how Campfire Collective can feed the flames of your organization's marketing at buildacampfire.com.
Support for WYXR comes from Mammoth Live, presenting Cake, Friday, April 18th at Bank Plus Amphitheater. A tradition continues with Cake live in concert. Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com.
Support for WYXR comes from Mempho Presents, featuring the Outlaw Tour 10th Anniversary Show at Radiance Amphitheater on Friday, June 27th. Featuring Willie Nelson and family, Bob Dylan, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and Trampled by Turtles. Tickets and more information at MemphoPresents.com.
Alrighty, people. Welcome back to another edition of the Event Horizon. Hope y'all had a good Monday. We had a good few shows here at the station. I popped in about 5 o'clock, caught a bit of DJ Lola's set for, lady MCs tonight. And after that, about 6 o'clock on Chip Washington's show, we had a good discussion as well. Hopefully y'all tuned into that. But y'all know about 7 o'clock is about the time the sun starts to set a little bit. And your host here, Bryn Butler, comes on air. Turns things into a little bit of a darker direction for you on the Event Horizon. The song you're hearing right now is by Massive Attack. It's called Dissolve Girl by their Mezzanine album. Very famous. It's got Sarah J. Hawley on the feature. I started things off today in a bit of a 90s mood. Mostly, alternative, I guess you could say. I don't really know the genre. But I started things off with Helmet. The band Helmet and their song Milk Toast. And after that, I dropped in with Suicidal Tendencies with Halfway Up My Head. Some great bass work on that. And that was off of their Free Dumb album from 1999. And after that, I gave y'all guys a live version of the Rollins band, fronted by Henry Rollins, with their edition of Followed Around. There's a couple different versions out there. I got this off of a live album of theirs, I think from 2012 or 2013. And after that, we went into some Alice in Chains with It Ain't Like That, one of my favorites from them. Real grungy. You know, they really border the fence between grunge and metal. That's a very grungy song by them. And after that, I went into Quicksand with Phaser. And after that, we took things in a bit of a more electronic direction. And I gave you guys a song from a favorite album of mine, Linkin Park's Reanimation remix album from 2002. It was a remix album to their first album from 2 years prior to that. And it's got some killer remixes all over it. I gave you guys the With You remix by Chairman Han and Assi Alone. I believe that was the rapper on there. So we went real electronic, maybe industrial. You know, I don't really know the genre names. I won't pay too much attention to that. We went into Gravity Kills with Down after that. They seem to be a little underappreciated in their streaming numbers, at least. And after that, a favorite of mine as well, very chill vibe with Show Me the Bodies song with Princess Nokia that was playing just before the song you're listening to right now. That song was called Spit off of their 2017 album, Corpus. And, you know, I think as we end this song, I'll be finished with the electronic, industrial, whatever you call it, part of the section, or part of the show. I know I've been bouncing around between genres a lot. And I know I got some good feedback off of that classic and riff-heavy blues rock show I did about 2 weeks back. We'll go back to that eventually. I guess I'm just showcasing everything I listen to before I do go back to another genre. I think we got about 20 minutes left, and I'm gonna take things in a bit of a hardcore punk direction. Some 70s stuff, some 80s, well, I mean, some, you know, early 80s, not 70s. And some 90s stuff as well, some local and new releases. Once again, this is Massive Attack with Dissolved Girl.
Give me your number. give me your number. We'll be right back.
Escape Avalon, escape Avalon, escape Avalon.
All righty, y'all. Appreciate you for sticking through another edition of the Event Horizon. That was kind of killer. That got me a little hyped up. I'm about to go take a night workout. Get that in now. Now that my energy is a little hot. So I started that punk section off with the band called Suck. Give me your number. Give me your number. Is that how it goes? I like that. I'm pretty unfamiliar with the band, but that's a new single from them. And so, you know, whatever they got coming soon, I'll be there. After that, there was a live version of a song called At the Movies. That was from a band, Bad Brains. That was coming off of their, I believe it was like a late 80s or 1990 release of a concert. But, you know, if you want clear sounding production, where, you know, you don't get that normally within the genre, but if you want, you know, crispy guitars and fast plan, that live album is for you. After that, AFI with Half Empty Bottle, Skate Babylon by Adolescence, Misfits with Death Comes Ripping, and then a local band called Spoonful with Corpse House after that. And then finally, I ended things off with Agent Orange Pipeline. I'm a little late here, but I don't think there's usually a physical 8 o'clock show. So I hope everybody has a good week. It'll be Pledge Week here on the 5th. I believe that's a Saturday. Hope you all have a good time until then. There's more WIXR to come.